Today's reading calls us to reflect on the redemptive and transformative power of God's love and grace. Our first reading from 2 Corinthians serves as a warning against the consequences of sin and disobedience. The people of Israel had turned away from God and his commandments, despite him sending messengers and prophets, and as a result, they experienced the devastation of exile and destruction. Yet, even amid their suffering, God remained faithful to his promises, and he raised up King Cyrus to deliver his people and restore them to their land. This passage reminds us of the importance of repentance and conversion in our own lives. It calls us to turn away from sin and to turn back to God, who is rich in mercy and forgiveness. No matter how far we have strayed from God's path, there is always hope for redemption and renewal through his loving grace. In the letter to the Ephesians, we are reminded that our salvation is a gift from God, given freely out of God's great love for us. We cannot earn this gift through our own efforts. It's purely a result of God's grace. This passage echoes the theme of unconditional love and mercy, which lies at the heart of our gospel message. Finally, in our gospel according to John, Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus of the ultimate sacrifice and the transformative power of love. He recalls a moment in Israel's history when they were suffering from the poisonous bites of serpents. Moses, at God's command, raised a bronze serpent on a pole, and all who looked upon it were healed. Just as the Israelites looked upon the bronze serpent to be healed from the bites of the snakes, so must we look upon Christ on the cross to find healing and salvation for our souls. This act of self-sacrifice embodies the principle of solidarity, one dear to my heart. Jesus willingly embraces our suffering for our humanity. Jesus reminds us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, not to condemn the world, but that we might be saved through him. This profound message of salvation and redemption, rooted in the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, is deeply connected to themes of Catholic social teaching, which call us to work for justice and equality for all people, particularly those marginalized and oppressed. Sister Thea Bowman, a beloved figure in the church and someone whom I admire, exemplified this spirit of solidarity and love in her life and ministry. She dedicated herself to working for radical justice and reconciliation, and she sought to bring Christ to all people, especially those on the margins of society. Sister Thea understood the message of the gospel is one of liberation and hope, and she tirelessly worked to make that message known for all. We celebrate her life on March 30th. In our world today, countless individuals and communities continue to suffer from the effects of marginalization and injustice. Whether it be due to race, economic status, or any other factor, there are too many denied the basic rights and opportunities that should be available to all of God's beloved children. As Catholics, we cannot stand idly by while our brothers and sisters suffer. We are called to follow the example of Jesus Christ, who reached out to the marginalized and the outcast, who challenged the injustices of his time, and who ultimately gave his life so that all may have life in full. This means working to address the root causes of injustice, whether it be through advocacy, direct action, or education. It means standing up against systems and structures that perpetuate inequity and oppression. It means opening our hearts and our minds to the experiences of those who are different from us, and seeking to understand and empathize with their struggles. But above all, it means embodying the love and compassion of Christ in all that we do and in everyone we encounter. It means seeing the face of Christ in the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed, and responding with love and solidarity. It means living lives of radical love and hospitality, welcoming the stranger, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and caring for the least among us. As we reflect on this gospel passage and the example of the life of Sister Thea Bowman, let us recommit ourselves to the work of building a more just and compassionate society. Let us pray for the courage and the strength to stand up for what is right, even when it's difficult. And let us never forget the words of Jesus, who reminds us that whatever we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do for him. May the love of Christ inspire and guide us all in all that we do, and may we always be beacons of hope and justice in the world that so desperately needs it. Amen.